Blog Live Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Evil Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we are interviewing Patrick Muldoon, who, thank God, called the wrong right number because I tweeted him the wrong one.
I figured it out, Carrie.
I just figured it out a minute ago. I went on my messages. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the wrong number. It was a time.
No, luckily, I went back to the text you sent me when we were originally supposed to do the show, and it was a different number. So, by deductive reasoning, we speak.
Awesome. Good job, Patrick.
Smart man.
Yes,
thank you.
I was proud of myself for doing that.
And everyone knows Patrick is Austin Reed on Days, and he's also been on Saved by the Bell, Melrose Place, and I watched him last night on Starship Troopers. It's constantly on Spike, that channel, if you guys get it. And I watched it at 2 a.m., and I watched Patrick's brains get sucked out by some huge blob insect thing.
I've never been the same.
It looked really painful. So
I think that was the idea. I think getting your brain sucked out is not supposed to be a pleasurable experience, Yeah, well, good thing it only happens in outer space.
When you fight
alien bug planets.
Yeah, when you read that script and you read how you were going to die, you're like, oh, cool, I have to do this. What was going through your head?
No, I mean, the first time I read that script, I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they sent me the script Yeah, I was used to soap operas, you know,
right.
And here are these kind of one-liners, and you don't, in a script like that, you don't really, unless you have a lot of experience, you don't get what the movie's going to look like because it was a special effects movie. So it was kind of my first special effects movie. So it read like some kind of comic book, but you don't get the humor. I didn't get it then. And then we all kicked ourselves. Well, I kicked myself because you shoot the movie, and then a year later you go into the premiere. And, you know, when you're shooting the movie, you don't get see all the special effects and stuff like that. And I remember sitting in the premiere going, oh, my God, nobody told me it was a comedy. Yeah.
Well, I think that's good, though, in a way, because you guys were so sincere, and the movie was a bit of a farce. Even the way your character died was a bit of a farce. And
it was a farce.
I think I kind of added
to
it.
But none of us knew it was a farce. Just to show you how green we were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was kind of all of our first big movie, and we did that for 6 months together. Casper Van Dien and Jake Busey and Dina Meyer and Denise Richards. And so we were, you know, it was 6 months and it was really, really fun. Very, very scary because, you know, it's the first time there's like $100 million resting on your shoulders, really the director's shoulders. But it was a blast and we're all still really good friends.
Yeah, I see you guys always tweeting all the time. And it really seems to be a bit of a, what you call it, a cult classic now? I'm shocked. I mean, it's being rerun all weekend long, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it first came out, it actually, because it was rated R, it was geared towards kids and it was rated R, a lot of the younger kids were going in to see other, buying tickets for other movies and sneaking in, so... It was never really a way to judge how well the movie did originally, but it seems in the sci-fi world it's become more popular. So
right.
And now I could look at it and I'm like, wow, okay, it was fun. It was fun. Back then, it was just scary.
Sabine, I know you have some questions. Why don't you go ahead, hon?
Yes. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
It is I,
Sabine. Is it Sabine?
Sabina. You gotta say it right now.
My God,
yes.
You are the leader of at Team Muldoon. We met out there in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
And so we have, like, our little Twitter posse now. And so it's, you know, so I have to thank you so much. And Carrie's in on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, and kind of, so it's, I just got into Twitter when I came back to Days. So I really didn't get it. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of like we have our little tweet posse, which is so much fun. So I thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate you and with your fans and everything. It's amazing. Now, I did want to ask you a few questions. Well, first of all, I know that you have a solo album coming out. We don't know exactly when. I wanted to kind of ask how that's going and if you can tell us more about your trip to Nashville taking place soon.
Yeah, I'm leaving for Nashville a week from Monday, and I'm already recording stuff for the solo record. But this Nashville is kind of like this Nashville trip is kind of like a different kind of thing. The beginning, there's not too much to talk about right now because it's the beginning of it. So I'm going to be going down there and you know, meeting, you know, some people from ASCAP. I'm going to be meeting some kind of bigwig producers like Jason Aldean's producer that I'm really excited about. Just, you know, Michael Knox and, you know, just getting to meet, shake a lot of hands down there in Nashville. And the cool thing about it is that supposedly Nashville is just like Disneyland if you're a musician, you know. So it's supposed to, you know, I don't know if you guys have been down. Have you guys been there?
I've been there.
Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Is it fun?
Yeah, I was only there for a short while, and I went to the, I've forgotten the name of the place. I will let you know where I went. That is awesome. You'll have to check it out.
Yeah, is it like there's like some famous blues bar called the Blue something? I don't know. But
I'm not sure about that.
But Nashville, I'm just go down there and hang out with those musicians, and I'm going to be writing and stuff like that. So really, really excited. And you said, Sabine,
awesome.
You say your name's Sabina?
Yes, it's Sabina. I know it's hard to understand that it's spelled that way and then pronounced a different way, but yeah. It's the German spelling.
But Sabina, I do got to hand it to you. It's like you kind of, you know, you and Angela from Carrie and Austin, you know, just really kind of made it easy like that. You know, kind of we have our little group there, which is so supportive. So I thank you so much.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure for sure. Well, also about with music, I wanted to ask you what groups and musicians influenced you in becoming a musician yourself?
For me, it was, sorry, I really, because of my father, I got such an eclectic taste of music just from the people in my family. And on my mother's side of the family were Croatian, and I was kind of brought up in a Croatian community, which is really weird to have that in America, but there is one. It's called San Pedro. It's in the L.A. Harbor. That's where I grew up. And so so we kind of had like these European, you know, all that music and stuff, which is kind of, you know, Croatia's in the Adriatic, but there's a lot of Italian influence. There's a lot of Russian influence, so you get a lot of that stuff. And, you know, just your basic rock. I'm a Stones head, you know, Mick and Keith. And, but my dad really gave me a lot of, early soul stuff, like early doo-wop. Like, I had a doo-wop collection by the time I was, like, 10 years old. Like, the Flamingos, the Temptations, the Four Tops, Dion and the Belmonts, if you ever listen to Dion's voice, you know. Those are the guys that I rip off, you know, when I write. I mean, I just, whatever. I mean, it's just... you talk to anybody who's a songwriter, and they just do it because they love it. It's someday something happens, great. But it's like something I do because I have to. Whether you know, whether the world gets the CDs or my cousins. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really great types of music. I have a couple other quick questions, and then we'll, I guess, go on with the callers. But I've got a fun question for you, a couple of fun questions.
Cool.
One is, what was the last song you sang in the shower?
Oh, my God, that's such a great question. There is an answer to that, because it was probably this morning. No, you know what the last thing I sang in the shower was? Scales. My warm-ups I do in the shower almost every morning.
Okay.
You know, the da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da, it's not really a song. But the last song, I don't know. But the last thing I sang in the shower anyway was the scales. How's that?
Wait, I'm listening to something.
Are there any cookies here or anything?
No, there's really not much.
Oh,
all right, wait.
Is there milk?
Okay.
Are you guys in the kitchen?
I'm not. there's somebody else with some feedback.
Who's that?
Apparently.
Is that Venus?
No, that wasn't me. I'm in a quiet place.
Oh.
I heard someone asking about milk.
Oh, no. Well, just so you know, my I'm sitting here with my mother's Shih Tzu, and like if you're in our Twitter posse. Like I tweeted whatever it was last week, it's nothing like being over 40 and still getting yelled at by your parents. So their house is under construction, so I've come down here to you know, just to help, you know, hammer some nails and stuff like that. So I'm sitting here with Frank, my mom's Shih Tzu, and he sends his best. So I'm Frank. He's staring at me blankly, but yeah.
Well, I have another couple of great questions that I'm sure your fans are all dying to hear the questions too. If there was a movie
we got
made
a lot of,
people.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, this is the last one, honey. Just we got a lot of people in line. We got 14 people.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If there was a movie made of your life, who would play you?
Wow, these are really good questions. Who would play me?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Galen Gehring.
That is awesome. I'll have to tell him when I meet him in April. Oh, that's hilarious, Patrick.
Yeah.
You are a hoot.
Yeah. Rafe would definitely play me. Yeah. Great
answer.
How was Teo last week?
Oh, yeah,
that
Friday.
Was,
oh, he was,
yes.
Was
awesome.
Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
He was naughty. He was fun. He was informative.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insightful.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Yeah, we find out he doesn't have sex in the Middle East. We found that out.
We find him Mount Sinai. He's not taking the pain late or anything.
Yeah. He was making... He's making jokes that people think he goes on trips overseas to have sex. It's just goofy.
He doesn't have sex on trips overseas? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the people thought he went overseas to have sex, but he said he can't think of sex when he's standing on Mount Sinai after climbing for 4.5 hours.
Sounds sexy to me.
I thought so.
Yeah, we told him if we were climbing with him, we could think of it.
I said if I was climbing with him, that's what I'd be thinking. So.
I remember I was on a plane ride with Teo back in the day when I was like 25 years old. and he had, I'll never forget the plane ride because he had me in stitches. You know, it's like he's very particular, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Good word for it.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're bringing the airplane food, and I'm like, you're not going to eat that, are you? He's like, absolutely not. I'm not. Send this back.
I could hear him saying that. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
He's real picky about his food.
Oh, that sounds
yeah.
like him. Oh, yeah. He gave us a lesson in food last night, too. Yeah.
Yes, how to pick out a good fish. Yes. What, the pink mm-hmm. gills? Is that what you said? The
yeah.
gills had to be pink.
Yeah. And people that serve hors d'oeuvres that just go to Costco and get Costco dip and some peanuts. That's not hors d'oeuvre.
Well, you're much better. You're much better off asking Teo those questions than me.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't know what
hors
d'oeuvres to serve, and I would mm-hmm. have sex after climbing 4 hours up a mountain, I suppose. But I still had.
He didn't say he wouldn't. He just said that's not what he's thinking about.
That's not what he's thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh, well.
I definitely don't. He didn't say turn it down.
He didn't say what?
He didn't say turn it down.
Turn what down?
Sex.
Frank, you know what they're talking about? I'm sitting here in front of the shit shoes, staring at me blindly.
Dude. This crazy woman.
Okay, I'm going to get Pam on. I know she has a good question for Patrick. Go ahead, Pam. Hello. Hey.
Pam, is this the Pam?
That's the Pam, of course.
the Pam from where do you live, Pam?
Illinois.
Right on. But you're the Pam that I tweet with every day.
Yes, and my son is in the military. He's deployed,
that's
and
right.
I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for writing to him.
Aww.
Did I write to him?
Oh.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You said you did.
Yeah, I thought I did, but I just want to make sure that I followed through.
I believe you did. My son, when I told him everybody that was writing to him, he said he got them all except for like one or two that he didn't get. So,
right on.
Hopefully, you're not on the naughty list.
Not on the naughty list. So, what's up, Pam? How are you? Nice to speak to you in person.
I'm good, sorta. I mean, One Life to Live ended yesterday, but thank God we still have Days and Young and the Restless and GH and B&B.
Yeah. Well, we're hanging in there. We're hanging in there. I think it's, you know, I mean, if you said 5 years ago that you know, One Life to Live or All My Children would be off the air, you wouldn't even believe it, you know?
No.
So,
no, absolutely not.
But,
absolutely not. That's why we ought to keep fighting to keep the rest of the soaps on and hopefully get a soap dedicated channel for the rest of them, too.
Yeah, you know, I think there's ways to do it where it's cost effective enough.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think that there's a lot of things that are coming up, you know, within the next year or two. I think even the technology that we have, if you go out and buy a new television now,
mm-hmm.
it has the technology to be essentially your screen for your computer.
Oh,
you know?
Definitely. Definitely. There's DVRs like that now, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, I can foresee like a soap channel or something like that, you know, definitely. And, you know, I think that instead of TV stations, it'll probably be just internet sites, ultimately, you know, down the road.
I think so, too. There's so many great web series out there now, and they're making a big hit and a big splash, and it just definitely seems to be going that way.
Yeah, I just can't see television, especially during the daytime. I mean, sure, you know, how many times can you tell somebody, you know, a doctor show or a talk show or whatever? I just think that there's always going to be an appetite for romance during the day. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I think the shows that are on the air are finding creative ways to make sense of how to do it financially. And so,
right.
And so you just have to stay on your toes because it's just a transition period, and all we have to do is get through it, and I think everything will be cool.
Yeah. The funny thing is all the actors and everybody behind the scenes can think of a million ways to be cost-effective, except the bigwigs are the only ones that don't see it or don't care to see it.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, maybe the bigwigs at the other places, but I know that, you know, I kind of – I'm no producer. I'm a producer in independent films, but I'm no television producer. But, you know, it just seems like we've got – a pretty nice equation over a day on how
mm-hmm.
to do it.
Right.
You know, I mean, we shoot much different than the last time I was there 15 years ago. Much different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
the reboot shows that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I guess from a production standpoint, you would think to yourself, Why didn't they do this a long time ago to be more cost effective? But they definitely got it down now.
Yeah,
I think
back
in the day it didn't need to be that way. You know what I mean? Now it's more of the saving the money because of the economy and such.
Say that again, Pam.
I says back in the day I didn't think that they saw it that way. It didn't matter about how much money you spent as long as you produced something that was well made. And you
right.
have the core characters and that, but now is a different story with the economy and the changing of lifestyles and such.
Yeah, but the deal is you have to be the stories, everything's got to be just as good. So
exactly.
there's kind of a reacclimation period, you know.
Right.
But I think we're kind of getting through that. So
yeah. Well, I had another question. Or would you have done Starship Troopers 3 and got naked like Casper?
Oh, God.
Did Casper get naked in Starship Troopers 3?
Oh, my Lord. Everything was showing.
He's letting Casper let it fly?
Oh, my God. It's so funny because I would have never thought to watch that movie except that you and he were both in it. So I thought, well, I'm going to check this out. So I watched one, and I still haven't seen two because it hasn't been on yet that I've caught. But then I saw three was on. I thought, okay, well, I'll watch this. I about fell off my chair. Could not believe it.
He's letting everything fly?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's only kind of like a sneak peek of the frontal, but, yeah, everything's there.
I mean, would I, sure, but not in the same scene with Casper. I'd need my own screen time. Depends on who else was in the scene, I suppose.
Well, there was a bunch of naked women in there, too.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm not going to let everything fly with Casper and Jake in the same scene. No way.
Well, maybe they could have did a shower scene with you or something. I don't know.
No, I'm kidding. No. Try and keep everything strapped in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I'm really looking forward to your music because I absolutely love what I hear so far. And
you're so sweet.
Masses.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, oh, I'm so
did
into
you guys...
music. And let me tell you, if I say I love it, I love it.
Oh, right on. Well, you're so sweet. And it's like I say, our little tweet posse. It's so nice for me when I go on there and you guys are there, and it's just, you know, just so supportive. So I thank you so much, Pam.
Oh, you're welcome, and we appreciate you guys keeping in touch with us too, and that's what makes Soap Stars so special.
Well, it's fun for us, you know. It's like, and now, you know, that's what's different now. Instead of you know, only having contact with the fans through letters, you know,
right.
that are, you know, that you may or may not get to, you know what I mean, or a
right.
fan event where there's 3,000 people, you get it, you kind of have this kind of daily access, but it's also fun on our side too, you know, because we
can kind of know that even so we're not killing you with tweets.
No, it's a blast. And it's also, you know, the ones, like you'll get certain tweets. I mean, we obviously can't divulge the story, but we can kind of tease, you know,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
if you stay on long enough, if you're actually following along long enough, you know, you kind of get it. So
right.
we have to watch what we're tweeting, but at the same time, it's just, you know, it's fun. It's contact with the people that are supporting you. And that is, you're right. I think that's what's special about daytime, you know?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
All right, well, I thank
yeah.
you so much, Patrick, for speaking with me. And, girls, thanks for taking my call. I know you've got a million people waiting in line, so I'm not going to take up any more time. And, again, thank you for writing to my son and making this special for him.
Oh, right on. Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Pam.
Take care.
Thanks, Pam. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put on Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Patrick.
I got another Carrie to speak to.
You have the Carries.
Yeah, you're surrounded by them, like the movie.
Yeah, I'm absolutely surrounded by them. How are you, Carrie?
I'm good, but how are you after last night's game?
Oh, you know, I mean, it was rough. I mean, Carrie, I'm just so you know, I'm a Colts fan, right? So for me to, you know, go through so many years of at least successful teams with Peyton Manning and everything, you know, and then to go to a season where I think we won one game, I was just like, how am I going to, you know, and I love football. How am I going to keep it interesting? And Molly on the show plays Melanie. Her favorite show is Denver. She's from there. And so I decided to jump on her bandwagon because, you know, our arch enemies, the Colts' arch enemies are the Patriots, you know.
Right.
So to get beat by Brady, who's, you know, hands down the best quarterback out there, you know, but – You couldn't help but pull for Tebow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As a person, he's a great guy. I agree. So you're surrounded by Carries and Bradys.
Oh, my God. I didn't think of it that way. You're absolutely right.
You are. But if I could ask
wow.
one question about your character, could
sure.
I ask you one question about Austin? Abigail and Austin, do you think Austin has a clue about that Abigail wants to be more than just his intern?
Does he, you know, like I say, I can't tell you where this is going, but I can tell you with what's going on right now, with what's airing at this juncture, he absolutely does not.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate talking to you, and it was so nice. And thank you, ladies, for taking my call, and keep up the good work.
Carrie, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Carrie.
Okay. Oh, we got Rose. Let's get Rose on. Hi, Rose.
Hello, Rose of Texas.
Hi.
Rose.
How
What's
is happening, everybody?
Rose? Hey.
Good. Well, I'm outside right now trying to close up my ranch gates, so.
Where are you, Rose?
Huh?
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in New Mexico now. I'm from Southern California, though.
Oh, right on. So you're closing your ranch gate?
Yeah, out here I am.
We're
right
out
now.
Here in L.A., and over the past, I'd say the past hour, we just started getting rain, which is exciting for us because we never have any.
Oh, that's
kind
exciting
of rain.
For me. That's exciting for me, too, because that means in, like, 2 days we'll get it here.
Oh, get down. Right on.
Send it this way. Okay.
That's
that
the
gate,
gate.
Can hear the gate.
Huh? Oh, I'm at the gate.
you got to put some WD-40 in there.
I seriously have, you know, a bunch of peacocks and a turkey and a horse and yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You know, we have a bunch of peacocks up here too. This is
Lauren has talked to me about peacocks before.
Who's that?
Is Lauren?
You? Oh, there you are, Rose. Oh, yeah,
Lauren,
yeah.
Coslow.
Me, ma'am. Yeah, there's a bunch of peacocks up here in the South Bay. I'm at my mother's and father's house tonight. Yeah, so there's tons of peacocks running around. I don't know how they got here, but they are.
Okay. All
representing
mine are
NBC.
Right. There you go. So
yeah.
Anyway, I was actually calling you, and I was going to ask you about music.
Cool.
I have spent my entire life playing music.
What's your instrument?
And my, the main one or all of them?
Oh, you'll play a lot of them then.
I started on piano. My mother taught me piano before I can even remember. And so that taught me both the bass and the treble clef. And from there, I went to violin and moved on to cello and did all the stringed instruments. Except for guitar. My mother plays guitar awesomely. She plays it really well.
I love the cello.
My son started on cello.
Right on.
And
yeah.
And so I was going to ask you what your favorite instrument was. My main
instrument
is flute
and tickle.
I only
play the guitar, Rose, and I play it more like a percussion instrument. That's how.
Okay.
I'm not a lead player. I'm a rhythm player.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing forever, but you know, over the years, whatever I've been in bands, you know, I mean, my main thing is singing, right? And, you know, I play the guitar pretty much just well enough to write. And then I'll play rhythm sometimes in the band. But everybody laughs at me because I play really hard. So, like, you know, in a gig, I'll at least pop two strings. So I always have to have two guitars.
Always have extra strength.
So I am not a finesse player at all. So I beat the hell out of my guitar like a drum. But I guess it's still playing the guitar. So that's my instrument. But I dig it.
And do you have it with you so you can give us kind of an example?
Do I have it with me? Yeah, of course,
yeah.
I have it with me.
Can you give us a little tune or no?
But I will tell you, I think it's out of tune. Yeah, it's way out of tune. You hear that, Rose?
Yes.
So I'm not gonna tune
okay.
it up.
It still sounds really well. It still sounds really good.
Oh, thank you.
My 13-year-old just got into percussion, and he got an electric guitar last year for Christmas, and. And he beatboxes all the time, too, and it just drives me crazy.
Yeah,
always
that's not really our generation, but it's all music, so you got to encourage them, you know?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. So, now, how did you like your transition back to Days?
You know, it was... first of all, this time around on Days, you know, and I've been acting longer now than I haven't been acting, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but as far as, it's my favorite, this time back is my favorite working experience I've had in my career. It's just, it's really... it's really kind of rare where everybody's kind of, you see what you get. Like, everybody's cool. You know, there's always, like, if you do a movie or you do whatever, a television show, there's always one nightmare or a couple of nightmares or everybody's ego gets involved and it's a, you know, subterfuge and it
same
does,
thing when you're playing in the symphony.
But same thing like a band, right? But
yeah,
at least in a band,
exactly.
it's about the music, you know,
mm-hmm.
or at least you pretend it is. But
yeah.
this time, this time around, we just have a really supportive group of people. So the transition was, as far as the people goes, go, it's the best gig I've had, you know, as far as the way we taped and getting used to that. There was definitely, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say, hey, the 30 pages a night and on camera at 8 in the morning wasn't a little shocking in the beginning, you know, because that's not how we used to do it, you know. So, but I've got it down now, you know. I mean, I've got it down over the past couple of months. You really get in the flow of just how everything works in concert. But, you know, so the transition was a little rough technically, but now I think we're kind of firing on all 12 cylinders. And, yeah, it's just I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. I think if you ask, like, Christy or Allie or Sean or Ari or, you know, whoever, I mean, it's we all kind of agree. We've got a really good basket of apples.
Cast members,
so to speak.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's like a theater company,
definitely.
Is what it's like. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely.
So it's it's a good crew.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So I guess I should let you get to your next caller because I've kept you quite a while.
Well, at least I played for you. I played my out-of-tune guitar for you, Rose.
It was awesome. Thank you so much. It was really awesome.
Sit down. Right
okay.
on. Well, nice talking to you.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, too.
All
thanks,
right.
Rose. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Anna. Do you mind if I ask a quick question?
Oh
sure
my
am.
God!
Hey,
yeah,
Patrick.
Like to say
hey,
too.
It's not a correct Diva of Duel show if we don't mention Lauren Coslow, so I have to mention that, okay? because
she is the Diva of Duel. Is that it?
No. Well, hey, there you go. But in a good way. Only in a good way. She's a nice diva. No,
yeah,
but how is it? Because I know that when you were on the show, you were playing opposite Deborah Adair, correct?
Right.
And then she was playing opposite Austin Peck. So how was that when you guys are supposed to be mother-son? How was that, like, your first scenes and everything? Was that, I mean, because I'm sure you had to kind of get used to each other and everything, but what was that process like?
It was a two-scene process, I'd say. Well, three-scene. The first scene that we did, neither of us knew what the hell was going on. Right? She was talking about something that I had no idea what she was talking about, and she had no idea what I was talking about because the relationships had changed, you know? But,
right.
You know, through all of this, it's kind of like the later circumstances she relates to, but the original relationship, so the later, here's the trade-off with all this stuff since, you know, since Austin Peck played in between and any time, you know, you only get this stuff in daytime. You have the actors who were there with him kind of understand the more recent circumstances and they weren't there for the original circumstances,
right.
You know? So
yeah.
Both of us are feeling, it's not like they're going back on YouTube watching when I was there.
Right.
But I'm going back trying to figure out what the hell is going on, you know. So, but, you know, I think, but with the character of Austin Reed, the cornerstone of that character is his mother. And
I love the way you put that. That's great.
I mean, his whole thing of coming from the wrong side of the tracks and that whole deal, and having no mother, you know, that's part of his, you know, when you don't have something and it hurts you so deeply, you try and correct it in your life, you know, and you go, you try and fix it. And so that's how important the character of Kate is to Austin Reed. And how does he try and fix it? You know, he tries to fix it by making Carrie this kind of princess, whether she is a certain times or she isn't, you know? So that's really, so when I came back and, you know, I mean, we had some, like, I remember in the old days, one of the things that kind of affected me really strongly was when Austin found out who his mother was, when he found out it was Kate, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, so she's so wonderful, Lauren, you know,
uh-huh.
as an actress. You know, and what I love about working with her is you don't know what's coming at you. Like, you know what I mean? She's
yeah.
like, you know, she's there. She's manipulative. She's sexy. She's all these things. And what a wonderful actress, because I sit there and I look across the table in the few scenes I've had with her, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to get. She makes you pay attention, you know?
I love it. Well, I have
yeah.
to say there was a scene, like, your first couple scenes together, you know, I think, you know, you could tell that there was, like, maybe just not as much familiarity. But then there was this scene in the pub where I was like, geez, are they, like, kidding on each other? Yeah, that was just cute. So there was, like, this whole other, like, it was like suddenly there was this real comfort level there. So I thought that was neat.
You're totally right. You're totally right. We both didn't know what the hell was happening. And then when we got into those pub scenes, it hit where where you really got, because we talked, we were like, you know, these two characters, I'm the number one, so they love each other, you know, and not only do they love each other, they enjoy each other. So I think we finally got that in those pub scenes where you kind of, and thanks for saying that, because we both said, oh, yeah, that's where it happened. That's the relationship.
It really
that's
clicked.
That's where it clicked, where they enjoy each other, you know.
Right. Okay, well, great. Well, thank you. That's really neat to hear your perspective on that. I appreciate that. We're really enjoying it, so.
Right on. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the question. That was awesome.
No problem.
Okay. Go ahead, Marianne. Ask your question, hon.
I just have first of a comment. I was at Day of Days in November and got to meet you and Christy. When I went through the line and everything, and you were very gracious, took a picture and signed and everything. But what I wanted to say was the best part was that hour that you did along with all the rest of the cast members. Your musical performances were great.
Right on. Were
excellent.
You
and you started out the show. Oh, yeah. I stayed the whole time. I mean, I didn't even go get in line for the second half. I just wanted to stay and watch it. I'm glad I did. I just, you know, I had a good up close view.
What's your name?
Marianne. Yes, my name is
Marianne. Hi,
Marianne.
Oh, that's cool, you know. They threw me out first.
And you started off. Yeah, you came off first. Then you started, and you know, you just drew me in, and it was great. And then you and Eric did Bad to the Bone, which was really good.
Yeah, that was a blast. That was fun.
Yeah.
Marianne, thanks for saying that. That was really a fun day.
Yeah, and that was the first time I heard that they had done that, and I was just wondering how that came about. Did you guys get together and think of that, or whose idea was that?
No,
did they come to you?
I think they did it the year before. You guys did? Does anybody know?
No, they didn't. We were there.
No, they didn't.
No.
Yeah, that was the first year.
Music. I thought for
they
sure
didn't do
they
anything
did.
Like that.
No.
Oh, you know what? They did it at, here's where they did it. There was, the year before, there was a House of Blues.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Okay.
And the weird thing about the show is, my God, so many people are talented musically on Days right now, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I didn't realize, like, Molly and even Matt Ashford and all that.
How good did Molly sound?
Molly sounds like a
country star.
Yeah.
And Martzoff did Broadway. You know?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, you were all good. Yeah, and Bill Hayes.
Yeah, you can't beat Bill.
Yeah.
Bill's
Yeah, too sexy for my shirt. Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Anytime
I hope
Bill
they continue that.
Sing, it's always a treat.
Yeah, so I really hope they continue that. So, that was the first time it was a Day of Days, though.
I heard there's rumors that because everybody had so much fun, and you know who was playing the drums during that whole thing was
Ken Corday, the owner of the show. Ken Corday. I spotted him. Yeah.
And you know, I grew up in L.A. like in a bunch of bands and whatever, And I had no idea. But that dude is like one of the best rock drummers, like, you know, double kick drums and stuff. I mean, he's like a great rock drummer. So that whole thing, everybody had so much fun. There's some buzz that we might be doing, like, take that show on the road for dual fans. In
that was awesome. Like a book signing.
I had such a good time.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but wouldn't
that
be a great gig? Because you get, you know, and we'd love it. And
oh,
so,
how fun.
Yeah, so it just so happens. It's just a weird thing that so many people on the show sing. So we might take that show on the road and kind of go and have day's gigs in different parts of the country, which would be awesome.
Oh, well,
come to Pennsylvania.
Come
to the East Coast.
In that, for sure.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Oh, yeah. We're interested in that, for sure.
We'll light ourselves on fire and do stage dives.
be sure to come to the East Coast. Please,
okay,
somewhere
yeah.
in the East. Yeah.
You will.
Like around, you know, come to Pennsylvania. Nobody ever comes there. No.
All right. Maybe we'll just all get on a bus and head east.
Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
Please. Okay. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
When you did the little the press day back in October, we talked for 10 minutes. Yeah, I asked you if Dave is considering doing a musical episode like they used to do on One Life to Live.
Tell me about that. I don't know if they're considering doing a musical episode. I don't know, but you would think that they might think about it just because. Almost more people sing, I think, than don't. You know, it's weird.
Yeah, and there's a rumor that Nadia's coming back too. So, and she didn't sing that much on the show. So, she came back. That would make sense to have her singing again.
Well, you know, they could even maybe have some of the former cast that, you know, are talented that way too. You know, I mean, it wouldn't have to be just the current cast, I guess.
Kyle
sings. You know, Ari Sarzan, and he's got a great voice, and Nadia's, you know, so funny. Nadia left, I think, 2 days after I got there, and we became friends off the show. But she's such a sweetheart and evidently a hell of a singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
opera.
They didn't let her do much on the show in the last run, but... Probably for money, you know, probably for intellectual property reasons or whatever, but, you know, they have to pay so much for whatever, but, yeah, she is very talented.
No, I don't know.
But we love the idea of
talented,
taking that on the road. That's great.
Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Madeline, do you have any questions?
No. Sorry.
Okay.
You don't have any questions?
Oh, well, I wanted to just come and hang out and listen.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, right on.
Yesterday I didn't have much time to come up with something. Sorry.
That's right.
Well, we'll just keep talking.
You're very entertaining. Thank you.
What's your name? Who's that?
This is Madeline. I live out in Hawaii.
Hi, Madeline. What's happening?
Oh, it's looking like it's
Where are you? Where are you, Madeline?
I'm on the Big Island.
The Big Island, Hawaii.
Yes.
You're lucky. What's it like out there? How's the weather?
It was beautiful this morning. Now it looks dark enough to start hailing.
Oh, wow. Well, you're lucky to be living in such a cool place, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, last 10 years have been great, but I'm from L.A. I'm an L.A. girl. My husband lived out in San Pedro for a while.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
What's your husband's name, can you say? His last name, is he from Pedro?
No, he's not from Pedro. We both grew up out in the suburbs. I grew up out near Pomona College, and he grew up a little ways away from me. So, but he liked it out there. He really had a lot of fun on his boat.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. San Pedro's cool.
Yeah, it was a fun place.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
right on,
hanging out listening.
What's that?
I'm just having fun hanging out listening.
All right.
Okay. Let's take Angela. Angela?
I'm here.
Hi.
Angela?
Yes.
Hi, Angela.
Patrick.
Hi, Angela.
The Angela, by the way.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No.
This is so cool because Angela and I got in touch on Facebook. How long ago, Angela?
Oh, like moons ago. It was a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah, it's like a couple of years ago. And the name of the site is Carrie and Austin Online, right?
That's correct.
And so, yeah, so we kind of went back and forth, and Angela was asking me, are you ever going to go back to Days? And I was like, I don't know, you know. But that's how far back we go. And so, like I say, I mean, Angela, if you've been listening, you've been particularly so supportive. So, Angela, I got to really, really thank you so much because, you and Spina had, like, really just been supportive of me and Christy and coming back and the whole deal. So nice to speak with you.
Ah, well, thank you. We started, Crystal had the media and that, and I had the info, so we put them together, made that giant site that we have now, and we did that. We combined in 2006 when Christy and Austin were back for that year, and then
hello.
So, 'cause I started. Are you there?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're, yeah.
But
yeah, the
my
show's
site,
been fading out.
Oh, okay. My site goes back to 93 when Christy came back. So that's how long ago I've had my website. So, but I combined with Crystal in 2006. So. Yeah,
wow.
She brought in the photos and video, and I brought in the info and all that stuff. So.
Oh, get down.
Yeah.
Well, it's the coolest. So thank you, Angela.
We're kind of like trepidatious right now. I guess that's the word you could use, because we're concerned about all this stuff that's going on with Carrie and Austin. We're so excited. Okay, they're coming back. Maybe they'll do something with them where they're not being interrupted by other people. I mean, Bo and Hope have interruptions, but they have long times when there's nobody messing with them and they're just trying to get themselves settled.
Yeah,
that hasn't happened.
I'll tell you this. Since we've been back, it's definitely been, I don't even think like the last time, I mean, it's always been, from what I remember, it's always been this kind of beautiful love story, because there's always been so much obstacle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that when they come together, it's been really sweet. But they really have to earn. They've always really had to earn their time together. This time, you know, it's been really rough. So, you know, but that just means that you know, when we talk about it, you know, character-wise, Christy and I, it's just, you just have to fight for it so much whenever there's an opportunity to fight for it,
right?
You know?
Well, they
so,
said that,
but,
right.
Go
well,
ahead,
they said
go
were,
ahead,
they were talking about the fact that they were going to, that they were going to resolve things between some of these characters. Well, stuff between Carrie and Austin hasn't been resolved since 1999, really. They never did resolve all the stuff that happened with Carrie and Mike back in 99, and it's still in the back of their heads, and we keep saying, you know, they need to resolve stuff before they can move forward.
Well, I mean, we've addressed that a little bit. Oh, have we? No. What you guys haven't seen, but it does very lightly get touched upon.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's good.
But... you know, I'd since I've been back and all that stuff, I've been filled in on all that history now. So, you know, I hear what you're talking about. But, you know, the, as far as the present tense go, you know, they've got a pretty big fight on their hands. You know, they got a mm-hmm. lot of stuff. You know, we came right in on opposite sides of the John Black case and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately, hopefully the dream is with all of this obstacle, it'll make the reunion someday, you know what I mean? If and when that comes, all the more sweeter, you know?
Yeah, it's always the reunion someday, and then a reunion for about 2 months, and then everything goes to pot again. So.
Yeah, right.
Well, like 96, yeah. when Carrie finally smacked Sammy after when she finally found out that she drugged Austin and slept with him. And she finally slept with him. Like 2 months later, she was married to Austin. So it was like there was no real pay. They never pay off Carrie and Austin. And if they want to know, the writers want to know, that's what we want. We want Carrie and Austin to be paid off for a few, you know, more than 2 months at a time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's when you talk. All I can tell you is that as far as like classic great soap opera,
mm-hmm.
it's coming.
Okay.
That's all I can. That's all I can really say. I can't really say if that's going to behoove carrying on or be tough for Carrie. I'm not going to say anything, but you know, it'll start to really accelerate here over the next couple of weeks. But there is some, like, we just walk away from work going, oh my God, that was like such great, you know, soap opera drama. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
yep.
there is some great stuff coming up for sure.
Right. Okay. Good. I'm glad we're all sitting back going, what are they doing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I say, it's the tougher things are, the sweeter things are when you come back together. So,
I can't say anything.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, I'm ready. I'm not saying it's going to be easier or it's going to be harder. I'm just saying it's going to be really, really intense coming up.
Okay.
Really intense. So,
we'll
good. Good. It'll be good soap opera, I promise.
Yeah. Everything I've heard is that February to April is really, like, awesome. So, excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the way around, it's pretty crazy. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
hold on to your seats there.
All right, I will. And I have one other thing I want to ask you. I want to see how well they've brought you up on your history. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to name all of Austin's siblings, whether that's whole or half.
Well,
or alien.
There's Phil, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, there's Lucas.
Right.
There's Billy.
Right.
And you're talking about Phil, isn't that it?
Nope, you've got two others you probably don't know about.
But they want you to forget.
The aliens.
Rex and Cassie.
Rex
and
Cassie.
And how?
The two alien kids.
Okay, I'm missing two alien
siblings.
Kids.
Yeah, they were test tube babies, I guess, by Stefano. I never did quite understand the whole story, but they were Kate and Roman's children. So they are also your siblings.
Cassie went up and took a nap and never came back.
Yes, she did. She went and took a nap.
Where are
the
alien
Casey
brothers
went,
and sisters?
Cassie went and took a nap.
Where
yes, went and took a nap and never came back.
Well, we call them the alien kids because they showed up in a spaceship or something. It was some wild story. You'll have to look.
Good thing you missed that, Erin.
They want us to forget. That's why you don't know
about it.
Forget about it.
Ask Allie about that. She'll tell you.
Allie's filled me in on a lot of stuff, but I never heard about the alien siblings.
Yeah, ask her about the alien twins.
I mean, we sat down when by this time I feel like you know, even if there's like a fraction, a little sliver of something, obviously you got to know what you're talking about. So, you know, there's been enough of it where I think I've put everything, all the missing pieces together. But, you know, but I've had these conversations like with Allie, like what am I missing? You know? And she never told me about the alien siblings.
Yeah, after about the alien twins. Yeah. So, well, I'm happy to talk to you. And are you going to do any events while you're in Nashville at all?
I'm gonna be down. So I'll be in Nashville. You know, we're gonna do the NBC affiliates. Ari Zucker's going with me.
Okay.
Oh.
So we're gonna do the, you know, the NBC affiliates and morning shows and all that stuff, but I'm going to pretty much, because we shoot for a week. We shoot for 3 weeks, and then we usually have a week off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And pretty much all those weeks off in the near future, I'm going to be in Nashville. So, you know, any and every way, you know, I can support the show or whatever. We get some fan, do a fan event or something like that, you know. It's evidently a pretty popular place for us. Yeah, Nashville?
Yes. The Midwest is huge. We had, I live in Branson area, and we had As the World Turns down here year before last, doing a show at one of the theaters here. So, and like 2,000 people showed up, so I don't think you'll have problems getting people in.
Wow.
Get down. But it is true. It is true. Coming up, there's a run on the show where, I mean, it was not just my storyline. It just combusts. So I think everybody's going to be really, really happy.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
Meaning
that,
you guys.
Meaning you guys.
There'll be no alien twin storyline, but I think you'll be happy anyway, Angela.
Yeah, that's right. Well, be thankful that you weren't the one that had to run around with the leaves in the Garden of Eden either. So.
Oh.
I did hear about that one.
My final comment is it was kind of bittersweet. I remember in 97 when Carrie finally punched Sammy in the face after all the crap she'd put him through about Will not being Austin's son. And as I'm sitting there watching her punch her in the nose and Austin Peck is standing in the background, I keep thinking, I love Austin, but it should be Patrick back there because he's the one that got in trouble in the first place.
Yeah, I'm the one that started that mess.
That's right. I'm like, poor Patrick, he should be here to pay off. He should be the one punching Sammy in the nose.
Yeah, I know.
When I
left from Days, obviously, you know, I mean, I still was friends with everybody, but it was still like some years later, and like I'd check in, I'd be like, oh my God, like people are still really, that's like still like a very contentious point about, you know, who was Will's father and all that. I mean, that went on for a long time, and it's still, you know, kind of a, I mean, obviously we know who Will's father is, but still,
right.
I was kind of his, helped raise them, you know? So all those embers are, all those coals are still hot, you know?
Yeah, they are.
Cool.
Well, give Christy a hug for us, and also tell Brian welcome back for us.
Yeah, he's the best. Right on, Angela. I sure will.
And I remind Christy she still owes me questions, too.
I will.
All right.
I might have to – that was so long ago, Angela. I might have to revamp mine.
Okay. Well, I'll get them to you.
Right on. Right on.
Thanks. Bye.
So
thanks,
great to
Angela.
Talk to you in person, Angela.
Bye.
Bye.
Did Ari ever fill you in on Austin and Nicole? That at one point,
yeah.
Nicole and Sammy were fighting over Austin.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'd ever kind of revisit that a little bit. I mean, I know she's all wound up with EJ, but, I mean, EJ and Nicole break up all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they, it's another thing. I mean, I can't say anything, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't say anything, but But since I've been back, we haven't met, you know, Nicole and Austin. So, but they definitely know each other's in town, put it that way. And I think we'll begin, you know, and I'm not saying anything, but I mean, can I say, in my head, I'm trying to think of what I'll get in trouble for and what I won't.
But it's hard because you tape 3 months ahead. So that's got to be hard.
Yeah. No, it's you know, I'm not saying anything relationship wise, but I will say that some of the stuff that we finally do, like, you know, cross paths, put it that way.
Oh, good.
Cool.
We run into each other.
Are you close? When you cross paths?
Are we close?
Are you closed when you pass?
Oh, are we closed? No. We just get right to it. No. I wake up and I'm in Nicole's bed and I'm like, wow. Another rough night at Brady's Pub. You never know what's going to happen. No.
That's too funny. Oh, that's good. It drives me nuts when everybody kind of crosses paths and doesn't speak. Like, it doesn't make any sense that Kate and Austin aren't really in any scenes recently. It doesn't make much, you know what I mean? You know, her son's finally back and she's not spending any time with him. And, mm-hmm. and I know Kate has her own storyline.
And we I think I love working with her. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, so hopefully there'll be more Kate Austin scenes. But, you know, everybody else is back too. You know, Lucas and Billy. So, you know, which is all brand new. I know that I can say this. I mean, I had my first Brian DeTillo scenes last week, which were.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The first time Austin and Lucas run into each other, I'm like so careful about what I say. But put it this way, I mean, it was such a blast. Such
Aww.
A blast. Because it is. It is like, he is like my little brother, you know?
Aww.
He was such a little punk back in the 90s, you know? And
still is.
Still is.
Yeah, still is.
Yeah, I've met him in person. Yeah, still is.
He's a hot little punk.
Yeah, he is. He's a hoot.
Let me bring on our friend Nivelle, host of Blog Talk Radio.
Nivelle. Oh, I get recognized.
Yay.
You recognize Nivelle without his hat.
I know.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Nivelle.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, I'm like bald. I'm like bald without my hat. I'm telling you. It's you know, I don't think I can think straight without it, but, you know. There are days where I don't wear it. Yeah, it is. What's going
on? What up? How are you, man? You said you were going to call in.
Hey,
You kept your word. You're not watching the Golden Globes.
Well,
You took time out to do what's really important, and that's to talk about Days of Our Lives, obviously.
And to talk to you, you know.
At you, man.
So how was the takeover of Cuba?
Yes.
How
did that go?
You know, I wore plenty of sunblock. Michelle Stafford had some new shoes, which was great. I did most of the work. She was shopping. But that was pretty funny. It was like it started out with a tweet. I think I said somebody asked me what my New Year's resolution was going to be, and I said, take over Cuba and abolish the metric system. And she's so funny. She's like, that's what I wanted to do. So, and I've seen Michelle's hilarious. I've seen her do live comedy theater out here at this Acme Theater out here.
Yeah,
we all kind of hit every once in a while. She's so talented, but my God, is she funny.
Can you see yourself doing that at Acme Comedy? Because, you know, they have a lot of soap stars that do that. Can you imagine yourself doing that on stage?
I've done it.
And you've done it. But it's like, I can't get up there and be funny. Because I'll be the guy that'll just stand there, and if I don't get a laugh, then I'll just run off the stage. You know?
You know what, though? You'd be great. And, you know, that cast over there, those guys got it down. Like, if you start to fail, they will jump on a grenade for you. They'll do anything. You know what I mean? The Acme.
Wow.
The troop. I mean, the troop's really funny. But the stuff is, you get to kind of choose. You get to choose the skits ahead of time, so you kind of know what suits you and what doesn't. You know, so I think the whole thing is it's cool. But what I won't do again is, I think the first time I did it, I was the host and the musical guest.
Oh dear!
And so that was scary, because even though they have like teleprompters, you can't really be effective and read them. You know, so I'm like, I didn't know if I knew the words to the songs I was singing, let alone to the scenes that we got 2 days before. You know, so. But anyway, I don't know. Michelle and I, like I said, we made it to Cuba. She got shopping done. I got some cigars. We made it back in time to shoot Young and the Restless and Days. And I don't know. But you know what was really weird is when we were talking all that smack in our Twitter posse about taking over Cuba, there was a rumor that went around Twitter that Fidel had passed away. Did you guys get that?
I did see that, yeah.
Oh, that's
funny. It happened like right in that 3-day period where we were joking that we're going to go take over Cuba. And so we're like DMing each other going, oh, you know, damn, we can get in trouble for this.
just don't
CIA
joke about North Korea.
On our door.
Please don't joke about North Korea. That could be really bad.
Right.
But, yeah.
It's like the beginning of a really bad comedy. Two soap actors, you know, tweet about taking over Cuba, and then the Cuban secret police comes hunting for them.
That would make for a great Days of Our Lives storyline right there.
Mm. Yes.
Exactly. It's on. It's
Sammy as Stan was awful. Just wait until this gets the airwaves. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's
oh God,
it's on, man.
Oh God, I just can't believe I just brought up Sammy as Stan. That was a horrific time of my life. But
Sammy and Stan. Who's Stan?
Oh,
Sammy.
Allie, didn't tell you about that. Huh?
But she was dressed up like a
Sammy
man.
Sammy went out with a dude named Stan.
No, she was.
No, Sammy dressed as a man when Allie Sweeney went on maternity leave. They had a guy come in. I can't remember his name, but I know he was on something. Can't remember what NBC show it was. I think it was The Biggest Loser or something. But correct me if I'm wrong. But when Allie Sweeney went on maternity leave, I forgot why she dressed up as a man. I think it was for information. But Sammy dressed up
as
a man.
She was working for Andre.
Yeah. And basically they just had the guy come in and be Stan as Sammy or Sammy as Stan while Allie was on maternity leave. So it was
Wow, man.
Yeah. It was a very difficult time for me.
Yeah. I think it was difficult for me too. So yeah. So what have we learned here tonight? We've learned that Sammy can cross genderally be Stan, and that I have two alien siblings I don't know about.
Yes.
Yep. Right.
Pretty much. I should have had this conversation with you when we talked in person, but it just was blocked from my mind, and it just came right back again.
Bye. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Lee. I find out about this now. It's very important.
Wonder what else you don't know about.
This is what I'm here for. I just crush dreams while people are on air. It's just that's the nature of my beast. If not late night babbling on Twitter, this is exactly what I do.
Yeah. Well, I'm right there with you, man. We are late night babblers together.
That's right. And we'll keep it that way. That is going to be our slogan. Like, you know, the next time we see each other, late night babblers. Late night babblers.
Yep.
The comment on somebody from earlier, because someone had asked if Austin was hip to Abigail having a crush on him. I'm like, Austin's not that smart.
I don't understand, but wait a minute. I don't understand what you guys are talking about.
Austin's really naive with women. He's really, really naive.
Does she have to strip down in your office?
Oh, hang on a second.
Wait, Twitter.
What are you guys telling me right now? You're telling me that Abigail's got a crush on me? Come on.
Not just Austin, but it looks like Patrick's not that smart either.
Hey, what are you talking about? I don't get it. What do you mean?
I am just saying that, you know.
Dude, she's just my assistant, you know? It's like, you know.
It was totally accidental.
We not heard anything of what happened with Sammy. I mean, the girl, like, drugs raped you and all. I'm just, like, saying. I mean, hello.
It was the best. It was the greatest night of my life.
Well. Yeah, I didn't remember any of this. But,
good times.
Yeah, she couldn't remember Eddie, so that's why it was great. But, you know, it's just like, if I see Abby just starting to rip off Sammy, I might die. A slow, painful death. In a good way, of course, but...
What do you mean, rip off... What do you mean... What do you mean? Dude, I don't know what... That's Jack and Jennifer's daughter. Ease up, man. I mean, come on. That's another thing for me.
I think we're hanging out at college. Exactly.
Lee, you've got a dirty mind, man.
Have you met me? Have you just met me? God, man can tell you how dirty my mind
is. This is not news.
We worked together at college. That is all.
For now.
I don't understand.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. So
the thing that I'm worried about is Austin worked for the SEC, which would explain the downfall of our entire economic structure.
There you go.
He wasn't apparently tuned in.
Austin doesn't know how to
No, that was a reader. Did I say SEC? I meant that I went to USC.
Oh, God. All I'm waiting for is telecapacity to hit Salem, like, right now, so that Austin can start falling in love with the new girl in town. That's just my dream, you know?
What is it? What's the dream?
I said all I'm doing is sitting here waiting for Kelly Kapowski to hit up Salem, and that's just,
Yeah, well, been there, done that, man, you know?
I know you did, and I was highly, highly jealous of you. I was highly jealous of Mark Paul and Gosler too, but you were the guy that came in and took him away from Zach. So, you know, that had to, you had to get some major props for that because I didn't think anybody could do that. But, and you're so hated for it. It's just a shame.
It is. I'm absolutely, yeah, you either love me or hate me based on that reason. It's either. Three things I'll never outrun in my life. Stealing Kelly from Zach, getting drugged by Sammy, getting my brain sucked out. Those are the three things that I deal with on a daily basis. If I walk down the street, they're like, hey, dude, you're the guy who either A, B, or C. And then my answer to that is, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there you have it. His brain got fucked up. That's why he doesn't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying. By God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea what this interview just turned into, but this is definitely why y'all should be afraid when I call in because
Is this the first time that somebody actually went into character during the interview?
Yeah,
because
But not for me.
I'm,
probably for the
I'm in
girl,
character, but I'm really interested to what you guys are saying about this whole Abigail thing.
Yeah, I was wondering about.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this is. Oh, so he's not Austin. Oh, goodness gracious. What can I say right now about Austin? Well,
I was
that you are a dense man, that you don't know that this girl has a crush on you.
I mean, but how do you know private things about my life? Are you guys watching me? Like, how do you know? How do you even know? I don't get
guy
it.
Guy that looks just like you, that's on television at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a channel called NBC, and you're, like, sitting here on the
Brady
Bunch.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're
holding
you
her hand. I have no idea what you're talking about. You think my life's a television show? Come on, man.
I mean, and also, how can you not think of the fact that Carrie might have a little crush on Rafe? I'm just saying. I mean, really.
Yeah, get her clothes off.
Yeah, they need to get some air conditioning.
When she's working with Rafe.
What are you talking about? What air conditioning?
Why didn't they just
call
her?
Oh, yeah,
her
air conditioning is off in the in
I think
her
they needed. I think they needed some wine with that cheese. Ooh.
Yeah.
Why did the air conditioning? Oh, well, never mind.
I saw those scenes.
Yeah, why didn't they just get a fan?
Yeah, get a fan. Open the door.
Yeah, we just had to take our clothes off.
Open the door.
Oh, God.
Open the door. Oh, God. I don't know where else to go with this. Do you have any other callers
I don't know.
You want
this,
to have on
this,
here?
This whole interview is, like, really insane. You guys are whoever you people are telling me, like, private things about my life as if you're there.
You have
and
no
I just
clue,
would like
Austin.
To know if you're
you have,
following
you
me.
Have no, you or, have no idea.
Here, watch out for your mother.
On.
She likes to poison people. If she offers you brownies, don't take them. There you go.
My mother?
Kate?
I love my mother.
Or wait,
brownies.
Is he really Kate's son, or are they going to change
oh, no.
his paternity?
You know,
no, don't do that.
Since we have Austin on here, I have to know, why does his mother have a blue streak in her hair? Because
why can I answer
why
it?
I think it's cute. I don't understand
because,
it.
Because she's hot. That's why.
There
you
go. That's a good answer.
Okay. You're not really supposed to say that about your mom, but okay.
No. But you know when your mom, come on, you know when your mom's hot and she's rock and roll. I mean it in the best way. But how do you know my mom? How do you know she had a blue streak in her hair?
Oh, yeah.
This is getting weirder
away.
And weirder. And I don't appreciate you guys talking about Abigail Devereaux that way. You do not have a test on me.
So when do Austin and Abigail get a scene like Rafe and Carrie had the other day?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Austin doesn't know much, does he?
Austin doesn't know.
Carrie and Rafe had a scene? What do you mean by scene?
He's going to have to walk in naked with a Post-its all over her or something for him to figure out. He seemed to be having problems with Post-its the other day. So,
I was having problems with Post-its, I know.
It was pretty funny.
But how did you, but wait a minute, how did you know that?
Take a computer course, please.
I know all things.
This whole thing is freaking me out.
We have a camera in your house. That's how.
How do you guys know that I suck at computers and you know?
And you worked for the FCC. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Austin, I don't understand how you're a forensic accountant, but you can't figure out the college computer system.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It was that. It was
that.
Figure
out a hot girl is making a pass at him. How's he going to figure out a computer?
I resent that.
Your username.
He is not. My God, my mother's dog's even looking at me funny now.
Fans notice these things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't really say that we're fans because if we're like
we're
like going to his life, you know what I mean? So we're not really watching out on television. We're like actually in Salem, just like eavesdropping. Yeah,
I'm actually on his front doorstep right now.
I'm a little scared, actually. Do you guys work for the CIA or something?
We work for Castro.
Well, you would know if you worked for the FCC. I'm just saying, you would know if we worked for the CIA. But
not especially. Not unless I was hired. But how do you know I work for the FCC?
Oh.
All right. This became one of the stranger interviews. This is not an interview, actually. I don't know what's happening right now.
I really don't know.
Neville.
My phone got zapped, and there's just all these people on that are telling me personal details about my life, which is strange.
Oh, God.
Anything else you guys know about my life that you'd like to...
No.
All right. Right on.
Well, apparently the girls are left speechless, so... I don't know where else to go, except that... do you have any other callers on the line that you'd like to take? Because I will definitely step out of the way.
Yeah, so we got one, two, three.
A couple of them.
Yeah, a couple. About
they're probably
three,
saying,
yeah.
What the heck?
Right on, Lee.
Thanks for calling, Lavelle.
Hey, man, that was really bizarre. Thank you.
Hi, Lavelle.
Bye.
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 Oh, that was funny.
Owen put Sabina back on. The poor girl got hung up on. It wasn't me, though. It was my fault. Sabina, you back there?
Yeah, it was all your fault, Carrie.
Hi, Sabina.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah, what happened to you? The whole thing just cut out?
Yeah, Madeline got dropped, too.
It's been dropping calls.
It dropped calls, yeah.
I think maybe if you're holding too long, maybe. I wonder if it's you're holding too long, it drops. I don't know.
I don't know, because I don't know.
No.
It didn't happen.
The poor Lauren's been holding for a while, and she has a really bad connection,
Bring Lauren on, please.
Okay, let me get Lauren on, and then we'll go to Justin. Lauren? Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for putting me on. Yeah, I got disconnected, so I was disappointed.
Okay.
Sorry. We're back.
Yes.
We're back.
Yes, we are back.
We took a break in reality, and now we're back.
Is this Patrick now?
Yeah, I heard.
Okay.
This is Patrick we're talking to now, right?
Yes.
This is Patrick now. I don't know what just happened, but hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Cool. Where are you calling from?
Cool. I'm calling from Wisconsin. Go Packers.
Oh,
well,
right.
Not really anymore, but they lost.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah,
the Giants. I'm surprised.
They lost, but it's okay. We won last year, the whole thing, so
yeah.
I can't be too bitter. Well... So, yeah, I got a shout-out to Sabina and Susie because they are awesome with you, and they get me on the Patrick train every once in a while, so they're fun.
Yeah. Sabina and Susie. Did Susie call in?
No.
She didn't? Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. She told me she wasn't going
to talk to her earlier.
I demanded that she would call. I demanded that Susie call in, and she didn't do it.
She must be
on a booze
test. She called it earlier, I think. Yeah, I think, and she tweeted me that she was the one that you heard the milk in the background. So, the kitchen thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm on the interview.
Right here when you were asking if someone was in the kitchen.
I told you that we're doing construction down at my parents' house, and so I feel like I'm 18.
She thought you were talking about her, so I don't know.
My mother just walked in. I'm like, I'm doing an interview.
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out, and I'll ask my question real quick because I know there's probably more people. But I kind of went over this with the girls last week. I just wanted to know if you, as an actor or any of the actors for that matter, have a say in how your storylines might progress. Like if the writers ask you guys, you know, do you have a connection with someone outside the show that you'd like to, you know, do some scenes with, or, you know, to kind of go in that direction, or do you guys not really have a say? It's just kind of what they say goes, or I guess that was kind of my question because of how the storylines have been going since you've been back.
The cool, no, the, you know, the the great thing about this reboot, you know, that on days is, you know, it's more, it's almost more internal than it is external. It's kind of, like I was saying earlier in the show, it's kind of like a theater company. We're all together. We all kind of support each other without it being BS. Everybody always says that. It really is that way. And what's really new is Marlene and Daryl, who are, I mean, they're just really wonderful people and creative, and they do, you know, the channels are open, so we actually, where it was forbidden for us to even acknowledge the writers in the hallway, it was some weird thing, you know, they have this kind of open line of communication, which is, my God, you know, it helps us, it especially helps us if we, because you know, you get something, you're like, wait a minute, okay, this is happening now, but four steps from now, it helps in making sure that we're all telling the same story.
Right, right. You kind of know what your character's motivation is, or how to.
Yeah, or you can collaborate on, you know, if I'm thinking one thing and they're thinking something else, and you get in trouble, and that's where this kind of line of communication really helps is you're like, oh wow, you know, if you go straight from the horse's mouth on what the author's intention is. So we have that. So if you say, can we influence the story at all? You could definitely, like, our lines of communication are open this time around.
That's
which
awesome.
Is,
that's really,
you know,
that's really great. Yeah.
It's totally up to them, you know, at the end of the day. But they're really sweet people, both of them. They're, you know, and you could pretty much tell that from, like, Twitter. Like, you know, they're funny. You know, so
sure.
So how much you can influence, I don't know, but the difference between now and how it usually is you know, we actually can have human conversations with each other, and it's creative, and it's awesome, you know.
That is great. Yeah, that's cool. That's really great. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Cool.
Answering that.
Right on.
Yeah, and good luck. And I'm glad to have you back. And I will pass the reins on to somebody else because I know other people are anxious to talk to you. So thank you.
Get down, Lauren.
Thanks,
and
Lauren.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Lauren.
And tweeting
you.
About.
Hi, ladies. Yes, thank you, Pat, for tweeting back also. It's very sweet.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll go to Justin in Atlanta. Thank you, Lauren. Oh, there
Hello.
We go. Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin. How are you, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, brother. Good.
Well, I'm glad
Thanks
to get to talk to you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm glad to get to talk to you. I'm a lifelong Days fan, which is I've been watching 36 years.
Right
and
on.
First of all, I want to thank you for talking to fans. It's really nice of you to give up your Sunday night. There's probably a lot of other stuff you can be doing right now, but I appreciate it. It's nice of you.
Well, I appreciate the dialogue. It's you know, like I said, we were talking about it earlier. It's one of the cool things, you know, that is cool about daytime, and I miss it after being gone for so long, is kind of, you know, communication between the fans, and everybody's kind of invested in the story because it goes on all year long. You know what I mean? So there is a real relationship between us and you guys, which you only get in daytime, which I think is awesome.
I do want to say that I kind of find the Austin Abbey thing kind of creepy. I don't know if I'm the only one. It just kind of creeps me out a little bit.
What do you find creepy about it?
I mean, she's like, I don't know how old she is. Is she just out of high school? Is she in college?
Yeah, but I mean, she's just.
Or she's in college, I guess, because she's an awesome student.
Yeah, she's legal.
What's
going on?
Nothing's
going on, right?
She's legal.
I still don't get what everybody's talking about. We're just like, at college, she's my assistant. She's Jack and Jen's daughter. And so what's so disgusting about that?
I don't know. I guess if Austin is the age he is, if he can get like a pretty young girl like Abby interested in him, good for him, I guess.
That's not
what do you mean,
Austin's not doing that,
she's interested in him?
You don't know. Okay. I won't tell you that Abby has a crush on Austin. You're not supposed to know that.
I don't understand why all these people know details about my personal life. I just think it's really weird.
Well, let me ask you something.
I'm just kidding, Justin.
In light
I'm just
of
kidding,
that,
man.
Yeah. In
I'm
light of
kidding.
That, how do you fight the deer caught in the headlights look when you're trying to act like you don't notice? You do a good job of it.
Is that natural?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
That's right, he doesn't know. I forgot.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Is this called method acting or insanity?
But I will tell you this. That's the other thing about daytime is you spend more hours in that imaginary circumstance than you do in your own life. You do.
We can tell.
Because is it showing?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. No, but Justin, you know, that story, obviously I can't say where the storyline's going. But I will say that where it's headed, you know, how do I be careful in saying this?
Where we think it's headed?
Yeah, where you think it's, whether you think that's on or whether you think that that's off or, and I'm going to be really careful because it's a big, you will all, nobody will guess where this is going. Put it that way.
Ooh. Oh, no, that's intriguing. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Right now, Austin is married to Carrie and Sammy is with Rafe. But, you know, Carrie and Rafe have been flirting. And I'm wondering if you were a writer and you had it your way, would you want Austin to stay with Carrie? Or would you want maybe Austin to go with Sammy and Carrie to go with Rafe?
Well, I mean, if I was writing the story, you know, the whole genesis of this character is about Carrie. You know what I mean? So I think I think that Austin will always fight for Carrie no matter what.
Okay.
So you know, I think that you know he's. It's like I say, in the 90s, it's kind of the Romeo and Juliet thing, you know, even if Juliet is,
has a wandering eye.
So but the thing is that, you know, we came in with all these huge obstacles, you know, so, you know, it's just, but I can tell you from Austin's point of view, you know, that character is all about her. You know, she kind of saved his life, gave him a reason to get on the right side of the tracks in the beginning. So I think that he will always fight for her love, no matter what.
Okay.
You know,
and I do want to say one other thing briefly. There's like 20 minutes left and there are a couple of other callers in queue. Earlier, somebody mentioned the coupon campaign to get another cable soap channel. We have over 11,000 coupons now, and you can go to suds.tv. That's not SUDS. That's SUDZ.tv. And you can find coupons there. I don't know if you know about that, but we've got over 11,000 coupons now.
Wow.
So,
get down. Coupons you're sending in?
People are sending them in, yes. Still sending them in. Especially the cancellation of One Life that we have in All My Children, people are, the prostate part deal went through. Now I'm getting to that. I can talk about the saving the soap opera genre for 15 minutes. Don't want to do that because we have limited time. But suds.tv is a place to go to find the coupons to mail in.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Thank you for talking to me, Patrick.
Hey, Justin, I appreciate the call. Thank you for talking to me, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Justin.
Bye. Okay, let me get Susie on. Susie.
Yes?
Hello.
Is this
Hi,
Susie TV
hi,
addict?
Me.
Yes.
God, she lives. She finally calls in.
Yay, Susie. Okay. I wasn't
Susie,
sure
what's
to say anything.
Susie, especially what's up with you? I'm thinking of calling in. I'm thinking of not calling in. I'm thinking of maybe calling in.
Well, you know,
I'm
at the bar.
I'm watching a football game.
I
maybe I'll call in.
I
won't.
Last night I was singing karaoke. I don't know if you watched that clip. Today I was at the watching football. I have no voice left. I don't normally sound the source. But anyway, yeah, and Lauren was going to give a shout out for me, which she nicely did.
Oh, that's I haven't seen the clip yet because I was doing the construction stuff all day. So I've like
oh, back to the construction again, huh? That nice image.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I really just wanted to say hi. It's nice to like talk to you as opposed to, you know, a phone and computer screen.
Yeah, but you know, how cool is this? I mean, it's finally I get to talk in person with the Twitter posse, the daily Twitter
yeah.
posse, which is, you know.
I'm going to leave them for now.
Everybody's so sweet, and Susie, you're hilarious.
Thank you. I try. You know, everyone needs a little humor in their lives.
What's that?
I said everyone needs a little humor in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And Susie, you're where? I forget.
I'm in New York. I'm where it's
Oh,
at.
That's right. You're in New York. That's right.
Born and raised in Queens. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you're the Jets fan.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Well, I forced myself through for the Giants today, so what can we do? After a few beers, it was easier.
Jeez. And so you think that Sanchez last year was a hero, and this year everybody's bummed at him. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. But that's how it goes in New York. It's like, what have you done for me lately, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a new offensive coordinator, and hopefully he'll, you know, whatever, wake up Sanchez. But it's pretty dysfunctional over there right now, although probably not as bad as the Mets, who have no money and are just a joke. But anyway, we don't need to talk about that now.
No, we don't need to talk about the Mets, but we do need to talk about the Colts.
Yeah, you're Colts. Well, oh, do you think you guys are going to draft Luck and get rid of Peyton?
Well, we need him. I mean, I didn't even know Peyton had a neck injury until the beginning
Wait,
of this
that's
year.
That's why he was out all season. That's why you guys were...
No, I know. But before that, I was like, when did he get this neck injury? I'd forgotten.
Yeah, I don't know when it occurred either, actually. But anyway, I don't want to take off any more of your time, but I want to say hello, and I'm so happy that you are back on Days. I remember when I read the news, and I couldn't believe it. Thank you. The original True Austin is back.
Aw. Well, Susie, you're the best.
Good night.
Good night, darling.
Thanks, Susie. Okay. And we'll go with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
Nevada.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Cool.
Nevada? Yeah, Nevada.
You
are
up in
you
Vegas?
There? What? Sorry, you...
You're up in Vegas?
No, I'm in northern Nevada.
Okay. Well, right on. So, are you a Days fan?
Oh, yeah. I've watched off and on since, like, B97.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool. Well, what's going on?
Not much. I pretty much just called in to say hello.
Well, hello. We're just hanging out. We really don't know what's happening either.
No. Yeah,
no.
I can tell.
Yeah. I think this interview has gone it's gone a lot of different places. It's been really, really invasive at times.
Yeah.
I wanted to cry at certain junctures. I wanted to laugh. It's very painful at certain junctures. But now that you've called from Northern Nevada, I think everything's cool. We want... Wait, what was your name again?
Sarah.
Sarah. So what do you want to have... So you're a Dave's fan. What do you want to happen with... You know, if you could choose... Listen to me. I'm becoming the interviewer now.
Yes, ask questions now. Yeah.
So what's your favorite color, Sarah?
Red.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Red.
Hello? Uh-huh. Okay, red. And what's your birthday?
June 26th.
You're a Gemini?
No, I'm a Cancer.
Okay. I don't trust Geminis, but I like Cancer. So, all right. So we can continue now. All right. It's a Gemini clause. There's no Geminis. I'm just kidding. I only said that because my last girlfriend was Gemini, and it didn't end well. You guys probably know all about that too, don't you? All right, so so Sarah, if you could choose like what's gonna happen like between Carrie and Austin right now, what do you think's gonna happen? Are you watching the show?
You know
who this is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you think?
I think they should stay together.
Okay.
I agree.
Right. See, I liked you. I knew I liked you. You had me at your favorite color is red.
Oh, really?
Sarah, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sarah. Sabina, do you have some more questions, hon?
Sabina,
sure
are you still
do.
There? My
I'm
girl.
Here. Can you hear me?
Hey,
yeah,
my girl.
Yeah. Well, this is a really good one. I want you to think about this. What is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent. It's not accounting.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm asking Patrick, not Austin, but if you want to answer for both, go right ahead.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's songwriting. That's my thing. I don't know if that's hidden. I mean, it's hidden to most people unless you've heard me go on and blabber about it, but that's it. It's songwriting is like my love. That's what I love to do.
How long have you done that? I'm just curious, because I'm not even, you know, if it's your most hidden
teenager.
Talent.
Since a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like, I love both things, like the music thing and the acting thing, I don't know, the music thing, the songwriting is, I mean, the only difference between on the music side is, I suppose it would be like acting in stuff that you write yourself, so it's kind of a little bit more personal because you do kind of do everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm definitely looking forward to your solo album, and one person in the chat room wanted to hear you sing, if that was... At all, if we could have him sing us out, if we're having to wrap up.
Yes, ready? I'm picking out a thermos for you. Remember that from The Jerk?
Okay, no.
The movie The Jerk, when he's in the bathtub
remember
singing.
The movie, The Jerk. Yeah.
I'm picking out a thermos for you. I think it's going to be a big hit.
I was born a poor black child, but I don't remember
that one.
No, you have to be a Steve Martin fan. No, I'm not going to sing you out because my guitar is out of tune.
Can't
sing without a guitar? Oh, no. We have
no.
One more caller, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, we have one.
All right, go
yeah.
to...
One
I want...
Yeah, this will be the
okay.
last one. Okay.
Alrighty.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hi,
Cheryl.
Hi,
Patrick.
Oh,
hi.
Cheryl.
What's happening, Cheryl?
Yeah. Not much. I have a question that's going to take you back a little bit further about your childhood, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Were you a handful as a child, or maybe the class clown because you joke a lot?
No. Yeah. Yep.
I thought so.
Yeah. No, I was...
Where's his mother? Get
yeah,
her
I
on.
Mean, I was at the class clown. Yeah. I was the class clown. I mean, at least I thought I was. At least I thought I was funny, you know? And that's all that really matters. As long as I think I'm funny, Cheryl, that's all that really matters to me.
There you go.
You know?
I agree there.
No, I'm kidding, Cheryl. But, yeah, I was trouble. I was trouble. I'm looking for trouble.
We
no, 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 no. Yep.
Now,
yeah. But good trouble. I mean, I wasn't like. No, I was. I don't know. Was I the class clown? Yeah, for sure. Maybe village idiot, class clown, one of those. However you want to look at it.
Okay, and just to throw it out there, do you like bugs? I love them, just to let you know.
It's funny.
Dude, you know, it's weird because, you know, I'm not really into bugs so much. I'm not, they don't really repulse me. They're just kind of, you know, I think I'm pretty, as far as bugs as a thing in my life, I think I'm pretty comfortable with them, but not any more comfortable than anyone else, you know? I tried to save a potato bug, you know, those really big bugs.
Okay.
The other night.
They're not my favorite, but.
Okay, but you know what? Actually, I'm more of a bug saver. Like, I'll fish the bug out of the pool to save it than I am a bug killer.
Aww.
Yeah. Which is weird because, you know, I've made, you know, I'm still getting residual checks for killing bugs. So, but in none of the movies that I've done have any bugs really been harmed.
I was wondering about that because I've seen the children squashing what looked like real bugs. And that kind
right,
of,
but those were not real bugs.
Well, they really look like it. Well, thank
they
you.
Did look like it. I know it.
Oh, okay. Yes,
I know
did.
It.
That's great.
But yeah, Cheryl, it's, you know, I'm cool with bugs. It's not that much of an issue.
I love it.
Bugs
thank
from
you.
Outer space, then I get really angry. But,
oh, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering the question.
That was an awesome question, Cheryl. Thank
that
you.
That was great.
Much.
I love it.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Oh my God, Patrick! We've tortured you now for almost 2 hours.
Well, you,
so nice.
I've tortured you. This was fun. Did we do 2 hours?
Yes.
Yes.
2 hours.
Yeah.
See, Carrie, you were pissed at me for last week.
I was not pissed at you at all. That's so not true.
But we were gonna do like the half hour version, and I see now
that
would
not work.
No, but this was you guys are awesome, and I thank you because it was our little Twitter crew. We all got to talk, and I think that's really cool.
That's good.
Well, thank you for your time and everything. Uh-huh, Sabina's still here. Uh-huh.
Hi, Sabina.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you how wonderful you've been, and I've really enjoyed, I, you know, after getting to meet you, getting to tweet you now and talk to you on the phone, it's just, it's been a blast. You've been great, and I really appreciate it.
Well, right back at you. It's, you know, I mean, this is like I say, this time around on Days is, you kind of have these channels where everybody can, communicate, and I think it's so I really send my love to you guys for the support, and it's fun. We'll just keep having fun, and you know, I'm going to go back to work, and I'm going to, you know, after this conversation, maybe take another look at Abigail and see if I see what you guys are talking about. But
I really figure it out.
I don't know. I think you guys. I mean, it's come on. We're just it's just a job for both of us. We're just working at the college, Salem U.
Yeah, just like raping Carrie. It's just a job.
Now that I'm really going to look into. Actually, I know about this air conditioning business. That I'm really going to look into when I get back to work for sure.
You need to
check the air conditioning.
Check out what she wears before she leaves the house.
Yeah.
Or wherever you're living. I'm not even sure where you're living, but
we're in a hotel.
You're in your hotel. That's right.
Oh.
Oh.
Great.
Okay.
Well, you've been a
well,
real
thanks for the 411 on that, ladies. I will.
you're totally welcome.
did come home a little sweaty the other day, so I'm going to check this out.
Oh, you're great. I love it.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you so much. And we'll get into, and like I say, you know, like things really, really start to take off. All, not just our storyline, like all the way around. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think there's kind of a setup period, which is what's happening now, kind of all around,
right.
You know,
right.
And then this, I think this, you know, the payoff period is, you know, kind of around the corner. But they're doing a great job, and but man, it gets really, really explosive coming up. So,
all right.
But this, you
okay.
know, but you know, we'll see. Like I say, Jack and Jennifer's daughter. I mean, come on, guys. So. It's not like I need to tell you. Yeah, I mean, you guys seem to know everything that's happening anyway. So what do I need to say? So big kiss to you guys. Thank you for the interview. And we'll
thank
tweet
you.
Out. We'll tweet
take
out.
Take care.
And thank you for your support. And we'll do this again, you know, once maybe we'll take a turn in the storyline with whatever happens. And then we'll do this again.
Yeah,
okay.
Great. All right.
Sure.
Thank
let's
you.
Out.
Thanks,
get
everybody.
Down.
Thanks.
Thank
bye
you,
bye.
Everybody. Lots of love.
Bye.
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 Bye, Patrick.